This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Knut Trannoy, a philosopher, says that providing patients with medical information is like providing them with a pill. It has great potential for healing, but also the potential for some serious side effects. As a doctor, it is my job to determine how much and how often to give pills. But it seems that with information, I am too often required to give a full dose. The medical information I must provide by law includes information needed for informed consent. In other words, what an average person would want and need to know to make a decision about their treatment. But laws aside, there are times when my judgment suggests that giving a person too much information might actually harm them. For example, a 50-year-old accountant and mother of three required a liver transplantation to treat a chronic hereditary condition. Prior to surgery, she was very sick. She hadn't been to work in several months and was barely able to get out of bed. Doctors told her all the complications related to the transplantation surgery and the details of post-operative care, including the need to take strong medicines to suppress her immune system. She was told that one of the side effects of the immune suppressive medication was an increased risk for cancer. But she eagerly agreed to the surgery, and she did very well. So well, in fact, that in a short period of time, she was optimistic again and looking forward to returning to work. But several weeks after surgery, the results of the donor's autopsy came back. It turned out the donor had an unknown liver cancer, which would put the accountant at a higher risk of cancer. Well, the doctor felt he had a duty to inform her of the autopsy finding, but it caused her to suffer psychologically. Her appetite decreased, she lost her optimism, and she no longer left the house. So was providing the autopsy information in her best interest? Well, on the surface, the doctor did exactly the right thing. He had to tell her what he knew. To do otherwise would be paternalistic. However, she had already been told she was at higher risk of cancer from the medicine she was taking, and doctors were already watching her closely. There was nothing else the doctors needed to do. So could the doctor have waited months until she was better adjusted to tell her the autopsy information? The issue here is the doctor's duty to respect the person's right to know and make their own decisions, so-called autonomy, versus the consequences of telling information that's counterproductive and delays healing. Like medication, perhaps information needs to be individualized and doled out carefully. More isn't always better. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.